Hello, everyone. I'm Gail Moore, and I want to welcome you all to More Master Coaching Presents, Insights and Revelations Inside the World of Master Coaches, where we once again have this very rare and precious opportunity to eavesdrop, if you will, on master coaches from all different niches and backgrounds conducting real-world sessions. You know, so many other professions, musicians, lawyers, actors, just to mention a few, have always had this vital element available to them for their inspiration and their growth. And I am just so grateful now to the master coaches that come on these calls, giving coaches this opportunity, this ongoing opportunity for us as well. And speaking of these master coaches, one of them, I want to extend a very warm welcome to Pat Barone, our guest today, and I'll be introducing her to you in greater detail in just a moment. But first, I also want to acknowledge those of you who are on a More Master Coaching call for the first time. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Okay, now, a few call details. The coaching session that we'll be listening to will run approximately 30 minutes. And as a possible heads up that it's coming to a close, I may be ringing a bell 5 minutes beforehand and again at the 15-second mark. And this is what that will sound like. After the session, we will have the chance to ask Pat any question that we may have about the session we just heard, her process, technique, coaching practice, or anything about our own. So I'd really like to encourage everyone to be thinking about some question or issue that you just love to discuss with a master coach, because now is your chance. Maria is our client on the call today, and I want to welcome her and thank her so much for being here and let you all know that she also has agreed very generously to answer any questions that you may have about her experience of the session. And just to let you know, for confidentiality and privacy purposes, any client on a More Master Coaching call has the option of going by either their first name or an alias, also whether or not to reveal any personally identifiable information. And in order to have a really clear call and recording, right now I have everyone on mute except Pat and Maria. But when it's time for the Q&A, you can raise your virtual hand by pressing *6 on your telephone keypad, and that will alert me, and then I'll call on you and unmute your line. However, if you would prefer to write in your question, if you're in a place where that's more comfortable to do it that way, you can certainly do it by Skyping me. And my account is gail.mooremc, so that's gail.mooremc, as in master coaching. And don't worry, I'll be giving that out again right before the Q&A. Okay, now on to the good stuff. I am very happy to introduce Pat Barone. Pat is a master certified coach with the International Coach Federation. She coaches clients internationally to radically change their relationship to food, their bodies, and their lives. Pat is such an inspiring speaker, author, and coach, and she built her successful coaching business, Catalyst Coaching LLC, by helping her clients confront limiting beliefs, learn new levels of self-care, and know true nourishment. Pat catalyzes an international client roster of executives, creatives, and business owners to help them design new lives and reach their dreams, goals, and potentials. She has coached clients on 4 continents and is well known in the health, fitness, and coaching industry as America's weight loss catalyst. Her business success follows an amazing turnaround in her own life, where she succeeded in losing almost 90 pounds, and she has sustained that weight loss since the year 2000. So Pat walks her talk. Pat divides her time between speaking engagements, corporate wellness presentations, and coaching, and she also conducts seminars and retreats. Her wellness and coaching expertise has been featured in newspapers, magazines, radio, and television, and in fact, she is currently featured as NBC 15's on-air life coach in Madison, Wisconsin, and has contributed as health and fitness expert for a New York City radio station with over 1 million weekly listeners. So, Pat, what a thrill it is for us to have you join us today. Thank you so much, and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Ah, it's my pleasure. I'm very excited. So, unless there's something else that needs to be said on your end, and if you, Maria, are ready to go, why don't we just jump right in?
Good to go.
Okay. You know, there is something else I want to say. I just want to let everyone know that Maria is not a coach, and this is the first time that she and Pat have ever met or spoken. Okay, now we're ready to go.
Hey, Maria, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm quite excited about what we're going to discover over the next 30 minutes.
Well, let's get started today then. Why don't you give me a little bit of background about what brought you to the call?
It pretty much started with my own professional work. I was advised by a marketing coach, if you will, a business coach, to subscribe to a particular website, and I saw a link that put me in touch with Gail, and basically you were looking to work with somebody for your coaching. And I thought it was very interesting because I am doing the same kind of thing in my professional career. I have personally overcome some issues, and in my area, it's in terms of money and finances. And I'm now trying to move forward in my career by kind of coaching women based from my own life experience and what I have learned being in the industry for about 20 years. And I've always felt through all the work I have done through the years, I've spent the last almost 20 years doing self-work and exploring and trying to understand who I am and what makes me tick. The one thing that repeatedly comes up is my inability to lose weight or keep it off or stay healthy. So when I saw that, something hit me, and I started to shake, and I was like, I have this physical reaction to things like weight loss. And seeing people succeed in their weight loss and me not having been able to do it or not understanding what's going on in my head that prevents me from getting there, because I have overcome so many personal obstacles that this one is the last frustrating hurdle life I have.
So just fill me in just a little bit, because you said you've overcome personal obstacles. Can you give me just a little more info on that?
Sure. I have recently been talking to a professional, and we have reason to believe that I grew up in a home where my mother has borderline personality disorder, and I'm only starting to understand the relationship, the dynamics of that relationship, and the effects it had. And so you can imagine the chaos that I grew up with. Relationships of any kind, whether it be friendships or intimate relationships, were extremely difficult. And even though I had sworn off getting married and I kept pushing people away, I am now married. I am able to communicate. I don't run away from conflict. I'm able to tell people, no, this is not, you know, setting up my own boundaries. I have progressed from a low-level dead-end job, you know, making very low figures to making six figures and being mentored and encouraged and propelled into a very successful career. I feel like I've gotten so many things working well.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward wonderfully, and I know how to deal with the obstacles that may present themselves in those areas of my life, whether it be relationships or professional, when it comes to food.
So what I'm hearing here is that you have this, you have made tremendous strides in terms of relationships and in terms of finances. Two very big, and career, right? Three very big areas of your life.
Correct.
And yet there's another area that you said you had almost a visceral type of reaction to. You mentioned, you know, shaking or whatever. Tell me about that. What was going on at that moment when you heard about weight loss?
Well, for example, just now when Gail mentioned that your own success at losing 90 pounds, I got the shakes.
Mm-hmm.
I had goosebumps. And I got the tingling in my nose as if you're about to cry. And I am not crying, but that's the kind of sensation I get. That's my instant reaction every time it happens, whether I hear about it or whether I'm actually trying to do it, if I'm in a gym class, for example. and I actually make it to an aerobics class, mm-hmm. within the first 5 minutes, I've actually reacted.
So you have that same visceral reaction in your body?
Yes.
When you're at the gym or when you're anything at all about weight loss?
Exactly.
Interesting. So tell
me. If I make a conscious,
Yeah, go ahead.
I just eat something as simple as making a conscious choice to have a salad, for example, for lunch instead of, let's say, the sandwich with the fries.
Mm-hmm.
I have to fight that sensation.
That sensation comes back then as well.
It does, definitely on a lower level, on more
mm-hmm.
diminished, but
sure.
It does come back.
Okay. So if we're going to have, 20 minutes or 30 minutes here to go into this and to really explore what's going on for you, what would
Great.
Be our wildest outcome? If we had a really wild and successful outcome today, what would that look like for you?
I would no longer struggle with my decisions on food. I would no longer be struggling to get myself to be active. I think I would feel good about my body. I would feel like I've won a huge battle
mm-hmm.
with myself.
Go ahead.
There would be whatever ghost haunts me would be gone.
Mm. So you'd feel that lack of struggle. The struggle would cease. You'd be making
yes.
conscious decisions.
Yes.
And that ghost would disappear.
Correct.
What do you need to know about this change that's about to happen for you?
What do I need to know? That is, I think, the million-dollar question, because I know what needs to get done to lose weight. I guess I need to know. I might just be answering my own question. I guess I need to know what the actual thought process is that blocks me from breaking that pattern. What that thought process is that keeps me from gaining control.
So you're describing it as a thought process that's in there. And
yeah.
yet it doesn't sound like you're aware of what those thoughts are.
Exactly.
Correct? Okay.
That is correct.
So are you willing to go in and look at that?
Yes.
Okay. Good for you. So let's just go to that place. We are talking about weight loss. We are talking about permanent weight loss, real change in your life. What does that bring up for you?
Real change. A disbelief that it can be sustained. That real change is fleeting. Any change for the better is not worth it because it doesn't last.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I would call that a belief.
Okay.
Right? A belief that it's not sustainable.
Right.
And that's really common. It's because it goes to our experience. That does happen a lot in our society, in our culture. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would still call that a belief. Does that sound okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. What else is there?
Can you repeat the question? I think my mind has drifted in a gazillion directions now.
Okay, that's okay. What else is there along with that belief that it's not sustainable?
A heavy weight.
Hmm.
I guess another belief that you can't have it all. You have to somewhere always be flawed or suffering or
So I'm hearing that there always needs to be a back door. There always needs to be a flaw. Otherwise, what would happen?
I didn't have that flaw. I didn't have that burden. If I didn't have that fear and if I didn't have that holding me back, I would feel successful. And if I felt successful, then I would feel that I would fail because, once again, that is not sustainable. Mm. Oh, wow, this is interesting.
So what is this is about something quite different than we first originally, just a few minutes ago, thought it was about, right? Because
okay.
The word that you said there was fear.
Yes.
Right? Fear of success. Now, you have a couple of instances in your life with relationships, with career, where you did make change.
Yes.
Right? So you have some patterns in your life where you did make change, big changes, huge changes, pretty amazing changes. And yet, here's a place where you feel not being successful. So what's different about this?
This is, I feel this is my last big hurdle. And maybe this is the, maybe can't even finish that sentence. Wow, I didn't think I would be so speechless. I'm so sorry. If I didn't have this hurdle, I would be a success. And can you please repeat the initial question?
Well, I'm hearing a couple of things as you work your way through this. One is that you can't be successful without this piece of the puzzle, right? I'm hearing that.
That is correct. It is part of my formula for my personal success.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And that this is the last little piece of the puzzle. I'm hearing that.
Last big piece of the puzzle.
Okay, big. So that makes this different than the other things that you've, changed in your life, right?
Yes.
Because of this belief that this is the last big piece and this is the last hurdle. I just want to make sure that when I check in with you that's right. I'm getting it.
It sounds right.
Okay. So take a leap ahead. And it's not an issue anymore. What is that going to look like?
Things will definitely change. Oh, my goodness. I will have more attention.
What else?
I will have more attention. Can I relate a story? I think I just... The last time I had lost a significant amount of weight, I traveled to visit some family, and I looked very good. I was very happy. Mm. A family member crossed the line physically. And so I remember coming back from that trip thinking whatever was safe, the whole concept of family being saved, was not. Somebody transgressed that boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking good and having all that attention is dangerous.
Right. Now, earlier you told me that you had learned, specifically in intimate relationships, to make different boundaries for yourself. That's
correct.
Something that you had learned from, from one of your other, major accomplishments, right?
Yes.
Is that going to make a difference when it comes to this type of attention? What if attention does happen? You've taken the leap and you've lost that 50 pounds and the attention does come your way. what's going to happen then?
The risk of getting into conflict.
Mm-hmm.
The risk of shaking up the dynamics of existing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
The risk of actually failing again and putting it back on.
Mm-hmm. So it feels like this is what you bump up against, right?
Yes. Yeah. There are no guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of faith that it can be done or that I can do it again.
Right.
And sustain it.
What skills do you have now that you didn't have a few years ago that can help you manage this?
What skills? I have the same skills. I have the same skills I had then. I mean, I know how to cook well. I know how to make right choices. I know how to work out, and I know how to run. So the skill set is, I think, is there.
Mm-hmm. I think I probably wasn't clear enough.
I want
to know what skills you have. Because of all of the work that you've done in the last few years, that can help you deal with attention that's unwanted. If it happens.
Wow. I definitely have the power and I have given myself the power and the permission to tell people no.
Mm-hmm.
And I also understand that other people's behaviors are not mine to own. Unwanted attention. That attention is not necessarily a bad thing or an evil thing. Or a critical thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am free to shut out and dismiss or ignore any attention that I do not want.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm at a loss at this point.
Those are a lot of resources, aren't they, though? A lot of management skills.
Yes. I guess. Never
mm-hmm.
thought of it that way, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do those management skills and resources that you have inside yourself and new ways of setting boundaries, what are those, how do they affect this fear of attention?
It actually feels bigger.
Mm-hmm. Say more about that.
It feels bigger because changing boundaries, establishing boundaries or reaffirming your boundaries creates stressors and difficulties with people who refuse to accept them.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate chaos. I hate conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to find myself in a situation where the conflict escalates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like there's a big equal sign between going forward in this area and conflict, struggle, huge feelings, big fears. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, sounds about right.
That equation, that equal sign is there. So it's not surprising that this is an area you don't want to go into, right? Even though we've talked about the skills that you have to bring with you now, there's
right.
still something there.
There is still something there.
What's that something?
I wish I could. I'm a blank. Wow. That is a really, really difficult question. I am struggling to find anything to answer to that. What is different this time around? Why? I do know that somebody did mention to me once in a conversation to this effect, they said, well, it would mean growing up.
Mm.
I'd never really connected with that. I don't know if that has any play here, but if you think it might, I'd love for you to elaborate on it if it's possible.
Well, test that out. How does that feel when you think about being a grown-up? And what does it mean to be a grown-up? Especially in situations like this where you're getting unwanted attention.
Responsible? The first word when I think of being a grown-up is you have to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make smart choices.
Mm-hmm.
Success or failure is 100% your own.
Mm. So you're facing unwanted attention.
Yes.
Not comfortable. Right?
Correct.
And yet, you have the ability to be completely grown up about it. To be responsible for outcomes. To say exactly what you think. What would happen?
It's unpleasant.
Right. What else would happen?
I would get what I want.
Say more about
people
that.
Would just, in the sense, unwanted attention and means unwanted attention means I can. If I get unwanted attention and I have and I am capable of asserting myself, then people who have known me to be so, I guess, passive and polite and kind and diplomatic will be shocked, and I expect them to react negatively, which will create more drama and tension and chaos with some people. And that is something I do not want.
We don't know. It's a little bit of an assumption that that might happen because we really don't know, right? But the part that I was interested in is the part where you said, I'll get what I want.
I'll get what I want. I'll get what I want, but I fear what I might lose at the same time because I love what I have as well.
So what is that that you have?
I have really... Oh, interesting. I have really, I have great friends, but amongst my friends and my social circle, I am the one who kind of retreats and stands back and does not go out there to get attention. I let everybody else have the limelight in terms of their physical appeals. And I guess their womanly, like the sexy, being feminine, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, being feminine.
Mm.
That's very interesting.
Now, what would that bring into the mix?
Being feminine, I guess more unwanted attention.
Mm-hmm.
But may I relate this? I just connected a dot.
Right.
May I relate this to a story from way back when?
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
That I learned in other sessions.
Mm-hmm.
As a very young girl, as an only child, with a set of parents that were not loving towards each other, there was a constant power struggle. This is stuff I've learned in other sessions. There was a power struggle for my attention and my love. And so if I were to show my dad, or if my dad were to show me attention and affection and love, or if I was my girly self as a young girl, I would get shot down. That would be shut down right away by my mother, because there was a jealousy factor going on as well, too. So somewhere along the way, I learned that being feminine is not an option. Being a girl is not an option. So by keeping the weight on, I don't feel like a girl. I don't feel feminine. I don't feel womanly. I feel very butchy, like very unattractive.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that that kept you safe at one point.
Yes.
Right? That was a safety area.
I will feel exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is very interesting.
So you see, there's always factors that are leading us ahead, and then there's some that are shutting us down. And that's the stuck place, right? There's so many reasons to do this, there's so many reasons not to, and nothing happens right in the middle. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what are you going to have to shift? What is going to have to change?
I guess I have to keep reminding myself that I no longer live in that dynamic. I no longer live in that dynamic. I am free to be who I want to be, who I am, and that being a girl is okay. Being pretty is okay.
How can you reinforce that for yourself? Those are big messages.
Yeah, I'm just kind of in shock as I'm hearing myself saying it.
What would it open up for you?
I'm sorry?
What would it open up for you to embrace the feminine side of yourself in a really adult way, you know, a really grown-up way?
I guess I would know a part of me that I really haven't met yet.
Oh. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it might just very well be.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you can probably imagine, there's all kinds of different areas that we can go into with this. But I want to make sure that you leave today with some concrete steps, because there's been a lot of discovery.
Sure.
Where's the next step for you with all of this new information?
I think the next step for me is to write it out and just so I can remind myself on a daily basis that there's another person I have yet to meet.
So you're going on a new adventure.
Yeah.
To meet a new person.
Yep.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Oof.
What kind of feeling do you get from thinking about meeting this new person?
I'm actually all teary-eyed right now.
Uh-huh.
There's a part of me that is really sad thinking, how long has she been waiting to come out and how long have I stopped preventing her from being who she is?
Mm. What else do you know?
What else do I know? I know she's more than welcome to come.
Mm.
And she's safe. I don't live at home anymore. I'm married. I have a husband. We have a great life together, and she's welcome to join the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And be free, and there's nobody who's going to stop her.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how does this feel from where we started?
Very, very, I feel very light.
Mm.
I feel quite, quite free.
Mm.
And there's a little girl inside of me that is actually jumping for joy.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a space open. It feels like to me there's a big open space now that you can really step into. You created that for yourself right here in just 30 minutes.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Is there anything else that I can help you with before we close our session here today?
I guess if you have any words of wisdom, how do I prevent that fear from mm-hmm. coming back and just clouding everything that I just kind of popped and kind of erasing what just popped into my head today and what I've learned today or become aware of?
Mm-hmm.
Because I find fear creeps up on you and you don't even realize it's coming.
Right. And, you know, as a coach, we're usually not giving advice, but I'll step outside of coaching just a little bit here and tell you that fear is always false evidence appearing real. It's a smokescreen. It seems real, and it's not. And I know that it's, you know, you feel it. But also, look at all those different ways that you've overcome it in your life before. You've overcome a tremendous fear. Right? So there is a way for you to do it, and you do it exactly the same way that you've always done. You know, you summon up your courage and you step through. And just here in the last 30 minutes, you've done that. So there's a pattern there. You know you can do it. I know you can do it. Now the only question is, will you do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a yes?
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Well, I would love to hear how it goes for you.
I'll keep you posted. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow. What a wonderful session on so many levels. You know, I wish it could have gone on for longer, but it was so great to hear her aha moments, and there were quite a few of them. So thank you both so much. Well, I know you have a big individual coaching practice, and you work with clients seeking health and fitness, but you also supervise coaches with their ICF credentialing process. Is that right?
I have, yes. I've discovered there's a lot of companies that have hired coaches and they're not ICF credentialed and they're interested in getting them credentialed, so I've been helping a lot of companies.
Oh, great.
Supervising their coaches and mentoring them as they go through the process for ICF. And health and wellness coaches come to me a lot as well because they want to define their niche and they want to establish their businesses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They know me through, you know, some of the various social networks or online communities.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that for quite a while. I would say that's probably about a quarter of what I do. Three quarters is probably, you know, centered on the idea of permanent weight loss and sustainable change.
Right.
Body image.
Yeah, and you say that you specialize in super smart and creative clients. I'm curious in your mind, who would that be?
Well, I have a theory that everybody who struggles with weight is super smart.
Huh.
And that's what I found in my life. I mean, I have the smartest clients, the most creative clients you can possibly imagine. Writers, actors, designers. I'm talking, I have coached some of the most amazing people in the world. And that is because, and I've just come to believe this, they use their creativity and they use their intelligence to get themselves into these, you know, round robin, back and forth struggles.
Right.
So they're big braining it. You know, they're using all that creativity and all that big brain power to keep themselves stuck. And they're very good at it because they are so smart. So that's, again, another sort of aspect of coaching when you're coaching in an area like this is how do you get out of your big brain, which has created this issue, right?
Yeah.
And get back in your body and back into your real needs and back into, you know, that human form.
Right.
And that's just part of our society and our culture today is that we use that big brain and we think we can big brain our way through just about anything.
Yeah.
Or we'll find an app for it, right?
Yeah.
Let's find an app for that.
Good luck on that one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good points. Well, so, you know, I really love the idea of group coaching. I think it's such another great revenue source for coaches while at the same time making coaching affordable for everyone. You know, plus you always, like today, you always learn so much from hearing other people's issues. And
yeah.
I love, you have a group, an ongoing group, right? And I love the title of it, Enlighten Your Life. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I think this is the most comprehensive weight loss course that there is out there. And it combines coaching and educational material, but it's 45 weeks long.
Wow.
So I designed this based on my own weight loss and working with clients for quite a number of years. To go through every single layer that I believe exists in the quest for weight loss and permanent weight loss. So it's one quarter physical, one quarter mental, one quarter emotional, and one quarter spiritual. And it just descends through all of the layers. And with vacations or maybe a holiday here or there, it winds up usually being almost a year long. But as you can imagine, if you spend a year on something like this, you cannot possibly come out at the end the same.
Yeah.
There's so much change that can happen and so much, you know, sustaining of that change and reinforcement for that change that can happen in a year.
Mm.
So that's why I designed it in that particular fashion, because I wanted it to be comprehensive and I wanted it to reach every layer.
Yeah, it really covers all the bases.
Right.
That's fabulous. Thank you. Well, do you have any, I'm sorry, did you want to say something else?
I was just going to say that's on the website if anybody is interested in it or knows anybody that might benefit from that kind of holistic approach.
I will be sending out the links to everybody, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess we're getting close to winding up here, but I just wanted to ask you, are there any other resources or products or anything that you would be good for us to know about?
The other thing that I have is I have CD classes. And I have one of the classes that's really been popular is my hard, cold truth about permanent weight loss. If you're a coach and you don't understand weight loss, and there's a lot of coaches and health coaches out there that haven't really figured out weight loss, and yet they really want to help their clients. But that's got all of the real nuts and bolts, body truth, scientific type of evidence in it. And it's an 8-class CD set with another CD with a workbook on it. So the Hard Cold Truth about Permanent Weight Loss is a CD class that might be helpful to coaches. It might be helpful to anybody that's interested in permanent weight loss. And I there's a number of other products on there. You can just check them out on the website. And I do have a visualization CD, Discover Your True Core Body, and that one has been really popular with coaches. I think coaches really like that idea of visualization, and they found that it helps their clients a lot.
Yeah. Okay, great. And maybe we can squeeze in one more. What would be the one thing you've learned on your coaching journey that you wish you knew sooner?
I think that I think the one thing I wish I had known sooner is that I don't have to know everything. I just have to give the clients the space to know.
Yeah.
Because when I first started coaching, I went out, I had a personal training certification, I have a certification in nutrition, I felt like I had to know everything.
Yes.
And then I realized I'll never know everything, but I've driven myself crazy. So I think that's really the thing that I wish I'd known sooner. It's just not about knowing everything, but, it's more about the curiosity about where the client is.
Yeah.
Allowing.
And what a relief that is, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I just have to say real quickly, there was so much I appreciated, but I just love the space that you gave her to answer. I mean, there were long silences, and you just were so comfortable in that space, and she came to her aunt, and it was just beautiful. So anyway, I want to thank you for all of it, Pat. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to listen and learn from your mastery.
Well, I want to thank you for having the call, Gail, but I also want to thank Maria and give her all of my love and devotion here, because she was totally, totally willing.
Absolutely.
To go into the coaching experience today.
Absolutely. That was my next gratitude moment, was to thank her for being so, unbelievably courageous and generous in allowing us to learn and grow by sharing her personal process. So thank you. Thank you, Maria. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you. The opportunity to learn and grow is always there. Thank you.
Great.